simple apa.
Yeah.
Janji every month aku kasi kau duit nafkah, you know, be berapa kau patut bersyukur.
Yeah.
Correct or not? No. So apa yang aku dengar sekarang ni pun dia pun 6 months later tu dia kahwin. Hmm. Up till now. Sekarang pun aku dengar dari anak aku sendiri pun kira
cincai.
Cincai.
Hmm.
Pun kira aku rasa potential lah.
Huh.
From your child lah.
Yeah.
Wah.
My daughter tell me it was like what is happening. Wah. Between their marriage life.
So the person yang kau rimbat tu kahwin dengan ex-wife?
Tak, lain.
Orang lain?
Orang lain?
Hmm. Orang lain. Hmm. So, kalau aku ambil anak aku, nanti anak aku bilang aku lah. You know at home gini. Hmm. So, okay. Pada aku senang je. Time aku dengan kau buat aku ni macam.
Hmm.
Okay. Nah, sekarang kau kena balik.
Rasain loh.
Simple as that. Ya, aku tak payah buat apa, tak payah aku turunkan tangan aku.
Yeah.
Ya. So sekarang you are facing the same shit that what I've gone through. So good luck.
Okay, salam.
Yeah, salam.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, very deep. Aku tak tahu pasal apa JJ sangat.
Hmm.
But listening to his story kan macam relate kat aku juga.
So, yalah, that's more or less aku punya ni lah. After that adalah macam time tengah proses cerai tu adalah dia punya lelaki lain lah. Tapi aku dah tak minda lah.
Macam dia, dia.
Macam I don't give a fuck lah. Yeah. Yang sekarang yang sekarang ni yang husband dia ni, which is yang sebelum aku officially cerai, yang husband dia sekarang ni pun aku ada come across lah. Aku fakir lah.
Okay.
Pasal pun dia bukan the actual fault of copy of divorce.
Yes. So pada aku, like your case, multiples.
Mm.
So pada aku dah dapat satu yang aku kira aku dah dapat jamaah satu yang punca.
Yeah.
Lain-lain semua gimana mampus lah. Aku dah tak peduli.
Hmm.
Pasal dah tengah proses apa. Yeah. Fuck it lah.
Kira nasib dia macam kacang ha?
Tapi yang sekarang ni, yang sekarang punya the one she married tu ni, yang sebelum tu the claim ni saudara jauh dia.
Okay.
Oh. Apparently he is one of them lah.
Yeah, apparently an outsider lah.
An outsider lah.
Ni semua cover.
Ni semua cover. So aku cakap okay.
Okay.
That is when lah, yang hari-hari malam aku keluar pergi scoot, relax lah. Nak tenang, nak relax, keluar pergi scoot, island wet riding semua.
Yeah.
Gitu ya.
Wow.
Berat tu.
Wow. Kita ada dua cerita panas. Actually, tiga cerita panas pada malam ini.
Dengan kau cheating. Sekejap,
aku habiskan.
Boleh, silakan.
So, apparently, after the next day, mak bapak jantan tu turun.
The next day bila ni?
Yang lepas dah kena rimbat dengan aku.
Okay.
Besok dia mak bapak dia turun pula.
Mm.
Cari aku.
Okay.
Cakap, aku turun lift nak pergi kedai dengan anak aku ni. Mm. Sekali ada ni pakcik dengan makcik kat luar lift lah.
Ha.
Aku keluar. Awak Yusri? Cakap, Afsal? Afsal? Cik nak cakap sikit boleh? Cik nak cakap apa? Tak ada, kita duduk dulu. Tak ada. Pakcik makcik nak duduk. Saya nak diri. Cakap, awak kenal gini-gini eh? Semalam awak ada rimbat dia? Cakap, ada. Apa? Cakap, tak adalah. Memang patutlah awak rimbat dia. Cakap, mak bapak dia cakap.
Bagus lah.
Mak bapak dia cakap gitu.
Mak dia alu-alukan kan rimbat dia. Okey, bagus.
Bapak dia lagi cakap, apa ni? Cik tak salahkan awak. Awak jangan takut. Pasal apa? Dia ganggu isteri orang.
Hmm.
So, apparently, bila dia tengah fling dengan wife aku, actually aku on that point of time pun aku baru dapat tahu dia pun dah kahwin. So dia tengah proses cerai.
So
dia kacau aku. Aku
cari punya tangkis lah.
Dia kacau aku punya ni pula lah. So wife dia aku kenal.
Okay.
Wife dia punya adik classmate aku dekat secondary school.
Okay.
How small it is. Ni cerita sampai lepas tu aku terus pump dekat ni tau. aku pump dekat classmate aku tu. Dah kecoh. Lagi plus point Syul untuk dia. Yalah. Pasal dia tengah proses kan. So pasal dia masih tengah 50-50 tau. Macam dia nak claim apa semua tak dapat, you know. So with my help yang aku pump this situation semua, yang disinformation everything, settle cepat je proses dia.
Okay.
So yeah, apparently tu lah. So pasal apa, mak dia pun dah warn dia jangan kacau isteri orang ini semua, tapi dia still buat dengan which is ex-wife aku ni. Nah, so okay lah. Kalau mak bapak dia agree dengan apa aku bikin, alhamdulillah.
Yalah.
Tahu aku pecah ke muka dia lagi saya. Betul.
Kalau tahu, kau ada nombor aku, boleh ajak sekali. Aku suka pecahkan muka orang.
Kalau payah aku tak patut turun pun. Tak kuasa aku.
Pasal that point time mesti kau ciki-ciki.
Tak kan. Tak pun. Tak kuasa pun semua nak libat-libat orang. So yeah, three stories yang cukup panas gila.
Bila three?
Three? The first incident.
Oh, first, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So tiga story yang cukup panas gila, Babs. And kita boleh belajar from this type of stories. Kalau kau ada issues, talk it out with your partners, to your spouse, with an open heart, with open mind, with an open ear. Ego tu simpan sikit, tak mau tunjukkan. That's where kau get the full power of communication among each other. Rather than, you know, bila kau tengah discuss tu, atau during that communication punya situation, kau put in ego. That's when kau takkan ambil apa teguran yang diberi. So that's where syaitan pun play a part to mengapi-apikan condition. Untuk panaskan situation. To, you know, afterwards, gaduh.
Ni mesti jin dah sih mana ni?
Yeah. So, it is jin punya, jin Dasim.
Dasim lah.
Dia punya tugas dia. So, kita really, if you guys got an issue, curang is not the answer.
Betul.
Yeah. And jangan ganggu, you know, as JJ shared earlier, jangan ganggu isteri orang atau suami orang.
Jangan.
Itu ada satu masalah yang cukup besar dan kita tak nak jawab di akhirat nanti.
Betul.
So it's best you guys, kalau ada issue, you guys just talk it out with an open heart, open ears, open mind, and ego tu simpan sikit please guys.
Betul.
Yeah.
And lagi satu, kalau korang tak tahu the head or the tail of the story, sebab apa kirakan masalah rumah tangga goyang ke apa, tak payah nak support either of the party.
Betul. Be neutral.
Macam aku punya case, korang tak tahu apa yang jadi semua, tiba-tiba macam lagi pester, kau cerai dengan dia sudah. Divorce lah. Senang. Dah tak ada ni semua. So korang kalau tak tahu apa, diam-diam semua. Simple as that.
Aku actually go to the same shoe kat kau. Tapi aku tahu time is already dragging out. I just keep it to 3 lines of my story. Wow. Which is very simple. Okay. My second marriage. Okay, first marriage jangan cakap lah. Aku tak nak cakap pasal aku pun dah lupa. Second marriage was a recent one. Kau jangan ketawa. Second marriage was quite a recent one. So apparently, to cut things short, aku pernah kerja bergaji besar. Like 10K per month. Up to 50K per month. So was too wealthy sampai lupa diri. Tapi tak bercurang lah. Ni belum curang. Ni tak ada curang-curang. So sampai lupa diri. Sampai my ex-spouse was so engrossed with materials, alright, with holidays, with trips, with all the money,
leisure lah, leisure,
showering, raining onto her, okay. So when aku kena tarik handbrake, Tuhan test aku, tarik handbrake, everything gone, in just blink of an eye. That's why aku dah hutang Tai Long ni semua, and my marriage went, apa dia panggil?
South.
On the rocks.
Down south.
Yeah, on the rocks. And apparently aku pun macam kau. Aku buat delivery. Gaji gitu-gitu juga. Apa yang kau dapat hari tu, hari tu juga kau dapat. Itu pun ceklaak. I present everything, the money to her, everything. still tak memuaskan because dia dah pernah dapat lavish life.
Yeah.
Betul? Then after that, I was accused of having an affair.
Okay.
Padahal aku tak pernah mencurang. Betul ke mencurang?
Bercurang.
Kecurangan.
Tak pernah curang.
Tak pernah curang lah. Aku tak pernah curang. Aku tak pernah terlintas dalam kepala otak aku untuk bercurang. Tapi dituduh dengan membabi buta. Okay. Then, one day, one fine day, aku caught her with that person. Aku jumpa dia dekat Junction 8. Kat dia Bishan kan?
Bishan.
Aku confront. Aku ambil kerusi restoran. Aku rembat. It went viral.
Wow, okay.
Went viral sampai aku ajak dia fight kat luar. One to one. Aku ajak dia fight. Depan ramai-ramai ni. Ajak dia fight. Kekamang. And it's not Malay, you know. It's Chinese, you know.
Okay.
Chinese, aku ajak dia one to one. Dia tak nak. Aku, apa lagi? Whack lah. Whack. Apparently, he's bigger than me lah.
Okay.
So, aku, nampak kan kalau dah langgar wayar habis lah. Whack, SMRT pula tahan aku. Punya apa tu yang polis tu
Transcom.
Okay. Settle belakang. So after that incident, aku dah bukan hati dah tutup, tapi dah macam
blank.
Aku dah confused lah, saya dah tak tahu mana arah aku lagi.
Yalah.
And aku ada satu anak je nak jaga. And it was all the way aku jaga anak. Sampailah ke tahap divorce, pergi syariah, you know, pergi counselling 10 session. Apparently it was my fault. Even the counselor say it's my fault. Walaupun aku tak curang, it's my fault because aku very introvert. Okay. Introvert. Sedawa. Oh, introvert. Then, but thanks to what happened, kan, of the counselling, aku change myself. Then, I try to save my marriage. I cannot save. Aku try to macam kau, aku delay.
Drag.
Tak bawa dokumen.
Yeah, correct.
Miss timing. Terlupalah, apalah. Just trying my best to save. Alright. But my fourth time at the syariah, dia cakap, no, let me go. Aku cakap, okay, ni this is the last
hearing.
Last hearing, and aku akan tanya kau the last time. You still want to save this marriage? No, I don't want. Let me go. Aku apa lagi depan judge lah, kan? Aku cakap, okay lah. Ni dah aku punya, apa?
Takdir
hidup aku kan. Then let go lah. Aku let go. But at the same time, aku rasa I feel the pekung kat badan ni dah terbuka. Pasal aku dah bilang kat counselor everything, and it opens me lah. Aku break the wall, everything. And after that, after 2 months later, dia minta balik, patah balik dengan aku.
Same.
But point of time, aku dah macam, Syal, I'm a new pa'an. Serius, aku tak pilih kau. Kau tu tahu kan dulu aku kena diam. Kadang macam tak betul. Berubah kan, mari pipi. Because aku introvert. I'm trying my best to be
extrovert lah.
Extrovert to talk to people. Padahal aku tak boleh, Syal. Aku tak boleh.
Okay.
And good for that, aku jumpa Lila. And aku very bersyukur yang aku jumpa Lila, aku kena kurang semua kan. It's a good healthy environment. It's a good healthy friendship. Apa dia panggil, relationship.
Ya yeah ke?
Jangan. jangan tak cuci baju.
Okay, terus kan.
Okay, so.
Itu tak healthy siapa. Ibu. Maki dapat.
But okay, so. To me, things happen for a reason.
Alright.
Mungkin itu dugaan-dugaan kita dalam hidup. Probably in, we were talking about that person yang tengah hot sekarang, today's recent hot news. Mungkin ini dugaan dia dalam hidup. Mungkin ada hikmahnya. Mungkin Tuhan nak terantukkan kepala dia sikit for the better future.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my take lah.
Kau berapa lama kalau korang punya life together? Macam let's say daripada umur, letaklah macam aku personally, yang first marriage aku kenal since sec 1, 13 years old. That was 2004 all the way up to 2019. Macam gitu.
Kau punya first love Consider macam first love, school punya time, monkey
so,
love.
So basically aku change dia tau. So dulu
kan groom dia lah eh. Okay.
So the
bukan transgender eh?
Bukan
change.
Kau ingat aku macam
cuci baju lah.
So dulu dia havoc lah kira, club lah, you know, minum, rokok ni semua. So aku groom dia all the way sampai dia stop everything. Dah tak club, dah tak minum, dah tak asap rokok. So bila benda start tu haywire, start balik lah daripada ni. Kopi pasal her. Simple as that.
Alright. So for the host, any last saying before we
LJ
close the shop?
Well. Okay, so I've heard all of our stories. Okay, is it a bad ending back then for us? For all of us, but I believe
aku tak
yang dah story lah.
Okay,
sorry tuan host. but I believe it's a new better beginning on a little part. So whatever happened to us, whatever cheating ke, whatever the bad things that happen to us lah, mesti ada hikmahnya.
Betul.
Apa yang kita perlu buat is kita reda je lah. Reda with what happened. Memang akan benda ni semua akan terkesan kepada hati masing-masing atau minda masing-masing. Especially, okay lah, because for me, sebab apa, aku seorang wanita kan. Wanita kan dia memang the kaum yang lemah.
Yang very emotional.
Yes. Kaum emotional yang damage. Lemah in some ways lah. Certain ways. Okay. That's why aku sampai sekarang, walaupun dia dah macam dah 3-4 tahun yang lalu. Tetapi dia masih is still, I can still remember all the things that happen lah. Like
understand.
Tengyang-yang lah.
Dia
still lingers around lah.
Yeah, it plays back every time, you know. Walaupun dia tak ada kena-mengena dengan aku punya current marriage. Tak ada kena-mengena langsung. But apa yang terjadi tu memang macam sial lah. Okay. Senang cakap macam sial lah.
Okay.
Korang tak pernah dengar aku maki kan? In podcast, so this is it's the bad one lah. So that's why. Okay, okay. Anyways, ada hikmahnya. Apa yang berlaku ada hikmahnya. So korang banyak berdoa, banyak fikirkan yang positif lah.
Berikan petunjuk.
Yes. Find your hidayah. Find your right voices. Find the light in yourself. You know, jangan macam terlalu taksub, terlalu
terburu-buru.
Bukan macam
obsessed.
No, like how to say, okay.
Gullible.
You are in.
Apa? I'm helping you, man.
Okay, like all these things are bad, right? These are all negative things. But
that's okay.
Don't keep staying in that spot. Find your way out. Okay, when you find your way out, find the positive omen. Okay, don't go to the bad side lah. It's really not worth it. Yeah. Lagi? Ada apa lagi?
JJ?
Okay lah, whatever that had happened in your previous marriage life ke apa-apa, take it as a learning lesson lah. Okay. So whatever that is past, don't bring it to the future, you know. So always learn new things lah, you know. Jangan like what LJ say, get out from the box lah, you know. Don't be at one spot, you know. Get out from the box. Like AJ, you know, say that he is an introvert. So after whatever he went through, then right, currently alhamdulillah extrovert sekarang, you know.
Boleh lah.
Yeah. So expose lah. Ultravert. Huh?
Ultravert.
Okay, whatever. Boleh. Okay, teruskan. Okay.
Yeah. So every day definitely you will learn something new lah.
Yeah, it's okay.
Take the good things, leave the bad things lah. Right.
Untuk aku, kepada orang-orang yang tengah curang sekarang kat luar sana.
Pencurang.
Teruskan curang.
Korang fikir.
Penyedul.
Fikirlah sendiri.
Ingat, teruskan curang.
Fikirlah sendiri. Buruk baik apa yang korang buat ni. Pada aku, every action has consequences. Every action has karma. So, if you are doing now, stop. Please stop, come clean.
Be a man.
I can be a lady also.
Yeah, be a lady.
So ini kita don't judge by the genders lah. Yeah. So just make it general.
No, I mean just when I say be a man, mean be man up and come in front and
bukan
face
yang yang
bukan gender,
bukan gender. Peters, eh?
No,
be a man. Bukan. Do the right thing.
Bukan, be a man.
So apa-apa korang buat, aku as my point of view untuk orang yang curang sekarang ni kan, I know you guys are scared to confess, but stop all of these other consequences. Kalau kau rasa engkau not don't want to be in that marriage, come clean, talk. Kalau ada dia punya solution to make your marriage better, go ahead. Kalau tak ada, bercerai dengan baik. Tapi kalau boleh jangan bercerai lah. Kalau boleh, try to save your marriage.
Betul.
Yeah, try to save. Kalau korang ada anak-anak, tengok anak-anak tu dulu. Tengok muka diorang. Bayangkan mereka tak ada mak bapak yang together. Walaupun mak bapak, kalau let's say ada remarriage, mak bapak tiri, it's not the same. It's gonna be unhealthy also. So yeah, for please stop. Kalau perlu perbantuan, can go to reach ke ada counselors yang can help you. They are still available in
Marymount.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can go there.
PPIS pun ada.
PPIS pun boleh. AMP aku tak tahu masih ada lagi tak. Tapi
AMP dah habis lah. Dah pupus.
So yeah, they are helplines lah. But
Care Corner
also can help you. If you don't know, if let's say badan-badan ini yang tak rasanya susah nak go through atau very hard to go through, you have friends around you can get pendapat diorang what to do.
Make sure the healthy friend and not the toxic type of friends.
Correct.
Yeah. And even if kalau ada adik beradik lagi baik, pasal adik beradik tak akan makan adik beradik. Jarang dengar. Mak bapak kalau boleh jangan get involved dulu. So get your adik beradik. Tu je lah.
Aku tak pernah get aku punya family members adik beradik aku involved. Tapi orang akan sampaikan. Dah tiba-tiba diorang get involved.
And that's why aku cakap must let them know. Because kita might not, kita might think that, adik aku, abang aku, kakak aku takkan tahu. But we might not. Our circle are the same. It will come around and go around. Yeah, so information cepat lagi ada social media sekarang. Very easy.
Yes.
And aku paling tak suka kalau, apa ni, let's say korang as husband and wife, ada masalah sikit-sikit post on social.
Repet lah.
Pukimak lah. Gentle.
Kalau nak report je lah.
Pukimak punya perangai.
Dah report sudah lah. Apa lagi? Masih nak all together. Pui.
Tahu tak apa. Gentle punya cakap.
Tak tahulah.
Korang ada masalah sikit-sikit social media. Kepala butuh lah.
Tengok ni lah drama Malaysia semalam.
Okay.
Ni semua nak apa? Nak that attention and that support all from all negativity supports, yeah, exactly, yang akan jatuhkan korang punya spouse, you know, and stuff. Lanciau.
Itu topik baru lah, tu pasal social media.
Ni aku kasih snippet
sih. Snippet semua orang dapat snippet tau. Kalau korang yang nak dengar ni, ada benda-benda yang social media yang korang tak suka pasal kawan-kawan korang ke siapa, sahabat andai semua yang post pasal the spouse macam taik lah, macam puki lah, macam cibai lah, whatever lah kan. Korang can share. Wow. In the Spotify comment.
Gentle sekarang. Cakap. Kalau korang rasa apa yang kita cakap ni korang tak agree, korang boleh DM.
Yes, please.
Kalau gentle. Korang nak naik kita punya, nak naik kat kita punya podcast pun, silakan boleh DM kami.
Terus terang cakap, kita semua tak sokong kalau korang ada masalah rumah tangga, korang post dekat social media.
Tak, aku sokong pasal apa? Aku suka tengok. Aku suka tengok masalah orang. Tak lah. But actually social media ada satu platform where they tell stories. Cerita aku kan. So aku suka read. I think you also read, right? But I think now currently dah tak ada.
No, coming from a storyteller type is different than personal posting.
Oh, diri sendiri yang post. Okay.
Okay guys, to wrap it up. Dah sing eh?
Dah habis.
Okay. Drag sampai dah langsung 1.5 jam siap.
Ini kalau aku cakap lagi tak habis lagi.
So okay, to wrap it up. Yang batil kita buang, yang baik kita ambil, guys.
Yep.
So learn from our mistakes, learn from the stories, learn from our experience. Jangan curang. Curang itu adalah haram. Kalau korang terasa nak curang, think back why you start the relationship and discuss properly with your spouse or your partners. Discuss your open heart, open arm, open ears, open mind.
Don't ego, don't open your legs. Yeah.
Ego tu simpan sikit, then korang discuss properly. InsyaAllah, your marriage or your relationship akan diselamatkan. InsyaAllah.
InsyaAllah, amin.
InsyaAllah, amin.
Dan podcast ni ditajukan khas oleh Come Apparels. Keep Come to our collections, hashtag
Autism Awareness.
Dari itu, aku KJ.
Aku JJ.
Aku
AJ.
And we are the
One Kind Clan.
Terima kasih. Assalamualaikum. Kepada anda yang ingin menaja One Kind Clan Podcast, sila email kami di onekindclan@gmail.com. onekindclan@gmail.com.
Dan jika anda ingin berkolaborasi dengan kami, anda boleh segera message kami di IG, TikTok dan juga Telegram One Kind Clan. Terima kasih.